This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Today in Buffalo, New York, five men, all believed to be American citizens, will face charges of supporting terrorists here in the United States. FBI agents arrested the men overnight. We have yet to learn their identities, and investigators have not detailed the charges against them. But information leading to the arrest apparently prompted the Code Orange security alert across the nation earlier this week. Several thousand miles away, federal authorities are cautiously celebrating other arrests they call significant from the Al-Qaeda network. A leading suspect in the September 11th attacks is now in U.S. custody, and Pierre Stevinsky reports.
Ramzi Ben Al-Sheib was arrested on the anniversary of the crime. This past Wednesday, police surrounded an apartment full of suspects. It was in the vast port city of Karachi, Pakistan. In the shootout that followed, Pakistani authorities say they killed two suspects and captured several more. In a statement today, Pakistan's Interior Ministry says the prisoners include two prominent members of Al-Qaeda. The identity of one remains a secret, though U.S. officials say the other is Ben Al-Sheib. Just a few days ago, Ben Al-Sheib turned up on television. The Arabic-language channel Al Jazeera broadcast an interview complete with musical accompaniment in which Ben Al-Sheib discussed his role in the September attacks. He said the 19 hijackers were going up against America, the most powerful force on Earth. Federal investigators believe that the 30-year-old man from Yemen wanted to be a hijacker himself. In 1998 and 1999, in Hamburg, Germany, he shared a room with future hijacker Mohammed Atta. They worked in the same computer warehouse for a time. But while Atta and others later slipped into the United States, Ben Al-Sheib failed. U.S. officials rejected his application for a visa four times. According to a federal indictment, Ben Al-Sheib made himself useful in other ways. He received money from a bank account in the United Arab Emirates. He then sent the money to the future hijackers in the United States. In a press conference last year, FBI Director Robert Mueller said Ben Al-Sheib also financed Zacharias Massawi, who's also accused of a role in the plot.
In early August 2001, Massawi received $14,000 from Germany, sent to him by Ben Al-Sheib.
Until now, Massawi was the only suspect in custody who'd been directly charged in the September 11 plot. The United States had destroyed Al-Qaeda hideouts in Afghanistan and had captured or killed several of the organization's leaders. But several men directly linked with supporting the hijackers remained at large. The man who controlled that bank account in the United Arab Emirates is still missing. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is also free. He's another member of that Hamburg cell, described by U.S. officials as a man involved in every aspect of the planning and execution of the attacks. Ramzi Ben Al-Sheib was another prominent suspect. His capture may be one of the most important steps yet in the investigation of the attacks. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.